November 4 uniform, Bravo Golf. Mobile, waiting on the net.
W4FC, I'm standing by for net.
PCQ, the Blue Ridge to meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Greenville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Mr. Peter is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. Mr. Peter is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net. Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Alright, hearing none, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. I'm going to go ahead and start off at Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Orange, Connecticut. Be negative and negative.
Recognize KW4TS, that is Jim. Any other Echolink stations, please call KJ4WZM or net control. On Sunday, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the subject of your call begins with A through D, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Brick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Museum. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but I hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4WBM, November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Daniel and Annette. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and I have 3 pre-check-ins for you when you're ready to copy.
Ready in just a second. I also have 3 pre-check-ins on my end from telephone, so I'm going to write those in real quick, and then I'll tell you to go ahead, so just give me 1 second. You can go ahead.
Okay, please check in. Whiskey 4, Fox, Charlie, Mike. W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest. He's bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. And N4DJC. That's Jerry and Anderson. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. Jerry and Anderson. W4DJW back to KJ4WZM.
Net would like to recognize N4DIZ, that's Joe and Traveler's Rest. W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer. KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan and Traveler's Rest. WD4DYH, that is Johnny, also in Traveler's Rest. Also, I've got KF4MLN, that's Al and Malden. Those are the last 3 check-ins for telephone relays. And now I've got the pre-check-in list here for, that Dave gave to me. We've got the W4FCM, that's Fred, and his wife Isla, N4IEI, and they're in Traveler's Rest, and N4DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson. Any other stations, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. And thanks for the relay, Dave.
Copy Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, check in.
Okay, wait a second. I got a whole list of these to check in. I got KK4DMW, that's Ripped. KM4MLQ, that's Michelle. And KO4AOW, that is David and Inman. My bad. Yes, I've got those.
QSL, thank you.
pretty big. I got 12 check-ins in my first group. Any other stations, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I had to move to E through H. Echo through Hotel, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
This is WB4 Fox Echo Dan over northern Simpsonville. And I would like a word with Dave, W4DJW, at your convenience or after the net if he's going to be around. Thank you.
I've got N4HHC, that's Warren and Taylor's, and WD4FEE, that's Dan in northern Simpsonville. All right, would you rather go ahead and talk to Dave now? Like, is it, would it be more convenient for you to talk to him now, or would you like to wait until later?
I can wait until later if he's going to be around after the net.
With EJW, are you going to be around after the net?
I should be, W4DJW.
We'll call then. Thank you.
All right. If that works for you, I'll have you talk to him after the net.
Keep him after the net. Thank you, Dave. And back to net control.
Hi. Glad you're able to catch up with him. All right. Any other stations, E through H, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Oh, negative, negative night, Daniel, thanks.
Check in Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. Also, please check in my husband Mark, W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also.
KJ4WZM. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, Mike, Mobile and Malden. I'll be negative and negative.
Good night. KC4EZN, that's Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. N4HTP, that's Wendy in Simpsonville. She brings along with her husband Mark, W2MJB. Also got K4 Golf Alpha Tango, that's Mike, Mobile and Alden. Be careful out there on the mobile. Mike, any other stations, E through H, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Move to India through Lima, I through L, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Joel, thanks for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4. WZM. 10 Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin, Mobile, 85. Or 3 to 5 and 85. At the Malfunction Junction. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on net.
4. WZM. Check-in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo, John in Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net.
Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. 73.
Got another good group here. Net would like to recognize KK4JF. I can't read my handwriting. KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. KK4JDQ, that's Larry. He brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK, there in Greer. KN4UBG, that's Kevin, Mobile on Malfunction Junction. Man, I'm glad I'm not the only one who calls it that. Be careful out there, Kevin. Also, I'd like to recognize KE4JRK. That's Don from Paris Mountain. Hello, Don. I was just up there about 2 hours ago on my bicycle, and I was up there this morning on my motorcycle. Also, I'd like to recognize WA4KC. That's Juan in Greenville. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Mike through Papa, M through P, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Four WZM and out K4OSH Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
For WZM, Daniel, please check in. Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Wall in Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
Nice. KD4OTW, that's James and Anderson. K4OSH, that's Pat and Malden. And K4OIM, that's Walt and Inman. Any other stations of M through P, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. And Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman, no comment, no traffic.
Boy, I get you caught on this definition. K4SUG, Kilo 4, Sierra, Uniform Golf, Ray, travel address, no traffic, good evening.
WZM. For WZM, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim. In theaters, I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize. KN4RJN, that's John and Eamon. K4SUG, Papa Ray, and Traveler's Rest. And great to hear you on here, Ray. Haven't heard from you in a while. And KA2TXJ, that is James and Taylor's. Any other stations? Quebec through Tango, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Museum. And Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. No traffic, no chew, 73.
Kilo November 4 Sierra, Mike Kilo, Doug in Tacoma, Georgia. Negative is negative.
I would like to recognize WN4S, that's Chris in Greenville, and KN4SMK, that is Doug in Tacoma. Any other stations, Q through T, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Zulu, U through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in and out. Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy. Also check in, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima. That is Linda, and we're in Asheville.
I'd like to recognize KF4VLW, that's Randy, and KJ4CRL, that's Linda, and they are in Asheville. Any other stations? Trying to remember. Uniform through Zulu. Any stations U through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in. Kilo, Papa.
Control. Return. Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo, Golf, 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you. Everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
Net Control is like to recognize KG4 KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Linda, and they're in Piedmont. And before y'all, I have one other station. I don't think I've got this call correct, so if you wouldn't mind, please come back to me. What I have is KI4TPQ, but I don't think that's correct.
Kilo India 4, Kilo
Papa
Quebec, Arden, North Carolina, right here by the airport. Sorry about that. Hope everybody's safe in the house. Come get in, KI4TPQ.
Corrected. KI4, Kilo Papa, Quebec. That would be Ben and Arden. Any other stations, E through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
So, KM4TZF, this is Gary, Greenville.
Can you come back with your call one more time? I don't think I got this right. KM4TZF, I think it was, Gary.
Control, this is Gary. My number is KN4ZZF.
Could you give it to me in phonetics, the last three?
Kilo, November, 4, Zulu, Foxtrot.
Got it corrected. KN4ZZF. That is Gary in Greenville. Thank you. Any other stations? We'll go ahead and go A through Z, Z through A. All this is alphabet. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize K4KAE, Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. That is Alice in Taylor's. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Or if I've missed anyone, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I don't have anyone down for comments right now.
WZM, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey.
About that, my wife didn't believe that her call was called back correctly. Could you please check that, as that was Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar. Lorena.
Fog. I would have thought that I called that back correctly because that's one of those calls I always remember. I'm looking back through here though. Give me 1 second. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. That is your wife Lorena in Piedmont. I've got that, and your daughter Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec.
Appreciate that, Daniel. Sorry to bother you. Have yourself a good one now. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. We're on the side.
Hi. At this point, I do not have anyone for RACQ. I'll give one last call for check-ins before I close the net down. Any other check-ins, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in and out. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Delta Lima, Steve, Hickory Tavern.
Could you come back one more time with your call? I didn't write it down correctly.
Foxtrot 4, Tango Delta Lima, Steve, Hickory Tavern.
DKF4TDL. That's Steve in Hickory Tavern. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. One last call. Any other stations A through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. This is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net. Well, there, thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. I don't have any anyone down for comments. So, Dave, W4DJW, are you prepared to copy my net report?
KJ4WZM, W4DJW, ready to copy.
Message number 5, routine abbreviated from KJ4WZM to W4DJW. Check-ins is 42, one piece of traffic, brake sign at KJ4WZM. How copy?
I copy your message number 5 from KJ4WZM to W4DJW for May the 3rd, 2020. 42 check-ins and one piece of traffic. W4DJW back to KJ4WZM and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Here's the date. Yes, May the 3rd. Alrighty. Appreciate that, Dave. This is KJ4WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. I'm now going to return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and good night.
KJ4DJW, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. You there?
WB4FEE, W4DJW. I'm here. Am I getting out, Dan?
Yep.
Dan, I said, did you get a phone call from me earlier today?
I do not think so, but let me check. Might have. Oh, I'm getting a lot of things rolling in right now. I'm looking. I got an unknown call at 10:54 a.m. Was that you?
No, it wouldn't have been that earlier. This would have been later in the day. I called your home number.
Oh, that's a possibility. I did hear that ringing, and by the time I got in the office, it quit, and I did a check on the number, and I didn't recognize the number, so I didn't call it back.
Okay. Well, I left a message anyway, I didn't know if your home number was still a good number or not at that address. I've come off of the old Blue Ridge list, I met a new ham today. His name is Peter. He is from Connecticut. He lives over in Star now. And he came over today. I met him. His call is N1. That's November 1, PJN. Papa Juliet November. And he is needing some technical help, and I told him you would probably be one of the best bets around here to give him some technical help. And I have his phone number if you would like it.
Okay, go ahead and send it.
Okay, his number is 860-601-3765.
I've got 860-601-3765. Is that correct?
Dave, that's correct. And I don't know exactly all of the stuff, you know, he's talking about some software stuff and things like that. And I know I've heard y'all talking about a lot of this stuff, and it gets pretty deep for me. I didn't have a clue what y'all were talking about part of the time. But anyway, he said he would really love to talk to you. And so if you could give him a call, man, I'd appreciate it. And I know he would. And if we can get him situated, he bought my little handheld today that I had for sale on the swap net. I got to call Gary and clear that. But anyway, if we get him situated where he can get back into this repeater over here, he'll be checking in with us, I'm sure, there. Over.
Okay, and you said his call was November 1, Tango Juliet November. Did I get that right?
It's N1 Papa Juliet November.
Okay, I found him on QRZ. All right, I'll do that. I'll give him a call and see what's going on. Appreciate you relaying that, Dan.
Dave, anytime, man. I'm always looking to help anybody I can when they need help. And he seemed like a really nice guy, so love to get him on the net with us if we can. And I've got another one over in Anderson somewhere, and I've got his number out in the shop. I'm going to have to bring it in here, and we're going to have to see if we can't. I'm going to call him back and see if he's got his tower up yet to get see if we can get him on the net, too, checking in from Anderson there.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the guys that check in from that far away, they'd do a lot better if they were on the tower because they are kind of quite a ways out.
Roger that, yeah. And But we'll see what they can do when a little bit later. But Dave, I appreciate it, man. I really do, and hope you have a great week. 73s, and we'll talk to you a little later. This is WB4 FEE Cliff.
Okay, Dan. And again, appreciate you relaying that information. Hope you have a great week coming up. Let me see if Daniel's still around. KJ4WZM, W4DJW. You still there, Daniel?
DJW, KJ4WZM.
Hey, Daniel, we've adopted a method of auto pre-check-ins, and you can also send your net report in automatically. And so if I'm not here, you don't have to rely on me being here. I'll send you two links. I'll text you a couple of links, one for the pre-check-in list, and you can check it before the net starts and go ahead and get them in your log. And then when you just start reading back calls, you can just read them back as well. And then at the end of the net, you can pre-populate the net log, and you just have to put in the number of check-ins you had and push a button, and it'll log it. And the repeater will read it back to you to validate that it got your message correctly.
Sounds good. Yeah, just shoot me an email about that stuff. That's probably the best way. I'm not super, super technologically advanced, and my age kind of is a surprising factor in that. I'm very, very basic technology-wise, but I am capable of learning it. So if you just show me what I need to do, then I can do it.
Okay, and are you on a distribution list? Do you get emails when I send emails out to the net control list, or do we need to get you added to that?
All of them.
You do get some of them? Yeah. So if you do get some of them, that means you're on the list. So I was just going to check into it if you weren't getting any of them, thinking that they might have omitted your or used a bad email address or something like that, but you have received a few of them.
My email address is my call sign at iCloud, so if you just want to look into that. I've got emails from you before. I just don't remember if I'm getting all of them from the net control stuff. I'm uncertain about that. So if you want to double check, if I am, then we're good.
So it's your call sign at iCloud, no dot anything on the end of it, just at iCloud?
My bad.
Okay, I'll send out an email and see if I check on whether or not that email address is in the distribution list, because there have been emails that have been coming out explaining how that works, and I just don't want you to miss important emails like that. All right, I'll put together an email to you and then an email to the admin and make sure you're on the list with the right email address. Anyway, good net. Appreciate you calling tonight, Daniel. Take care. Be safe out there, especially on those two wheels. KJ4WZM, W4DJW.
Good. And I'll go ahead and search my email box and see if I'm getting those or not. And I'll shoot you a text if I am. That way, you don't have to send out an email if you don't have to. All right. 73, Dave. And I'll catch up with you a little later on. I'll try to be safe out there. Two wheels and 18 wheels. I don't know if I told you about that, but that's my job now. I drive trucks. KJ4WZM, 73.
Okay, yeah, I remember you talking about the 18 wheels. Be safe on both of them, although the two wheel, be safer. Keep that head on a swivel. People aren't looking for motorcycles. KJ4WZM, W4DJW, clear.
JW, KM4UBG.
Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, man, how am I getting in the repeater? Good.
Sounds like you're sitting in the room right next to me.
I think I figured out what I'm going to put in the car. I got that Kenwood. I'm going to put it in the car. It seems to be working good on that tram, dual band antenna back there. I have the repeater full quiet in about everywhere I go now, so I think that's going to go in the car. But how's it looking on the clubs meeting things and the testing thing? How's it looking on that? Is that something going to come back alive before long?
I haven't received any recent information on that. I know tomorrow night's meeting is going to be virtual, and I don't know how many more after that are going to be virtual. It's really a function of the Red Cross. When the Red Cross opens that building back up that we use for that kind of functionality, then we will probably go back at that point in time. That's just a guess on my part, but I know we... It's very unlikely that we'll start back sooner than that.
Roger. Yeah, I didn't know how that was going to go. Because I am going to try to join join one of the clubs here before long. Again, I never did renew mine at the Spartanburg Club. You know, at the one over there at the, what do you call that? The Spartanburg College thing, upstate Spartanburg or whatever you call it.
I got my first license at their, in Spartanburg. I got my upgrade, my one and only upgrade down in Atlanta, but that's been 14 years ago. So I don't think I've been back since then. About 16 years ago now. Time flies, but, I know they exist, but I don't know much about them.
You part of the, Greer Club, right?
I have been on and off. I joined it for a while, and then I started flying airplanes again. And I fly at two different sites, and I was a member of two different radio clubs. It got to be more than I could handle. I was doing distributed computing and all that stuff. So I've joined and unjoined, or joined and elapsed, let's put it that way, at the Greer Club several times.
Roger that. Well, they got their own repeater, right?
Yes, it's the 9-4 repeater that's on Paris Mountain. Used to be very active. I used to use it all the time because it's just so easy to get to. Because their antenna was up on a tower, whereas the 8-2's antenna is down next to the building. So I think that 9-4 works better than the 8-2 if you want to use a Greer Paris Mountain repeater.
Well, anybody heard anything back from the K90H repeater?
I have not heard anything on it yet. I saw a couple of Facebook posts where they posted pictures of the tower with it broken, and I think I saw where Billy said he was afraid the feed line was damaged as well, and I could imagine it was because it was the only thing holding the tower together, the feed line going up through the center of it, so I imagine the feed line to when the tower came down. But I haven't heard anything about it going back up yet.
But they're on top of Paris Mountain too, right?
No, it's on Caesar's Head. It's not too far. I don't think it's very far from the WYFF tower. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking it's kind of close. Only a couple of miles, if that much, from the WYFF tower.
It was on Paris Mountain. I thought the 4-7 repeater was up there.
I think it's been there before, but I think he moved it. I think it started out on Caesar's Head, migrated to Paris Mountain, went back to Caesar's Head on a different tower.
Yeah, I ain't seen none of the pictures of the tower. I know now on my all directional antenna, I can't hit the 4-7 repeater. Or, I mean, I can hit it, but I can't hear nothing back from it. So I'm guessing it's about ground level with me, probably, you know, because I got a hill in between me and that. But if I get on the 13B2 beam and roll it around, I mean, I have it full quieting that way, but I don't have it like I usually have it. That's why I was asking. I didn't know if I hadn't heard nothing from Billy or anything on that side. You know, I've been meaning to talk to him, but I just hadn't had time to do anything now since I done went the second shift and made it a little rough, but it's made it easier on me as far as that goes. But, you know, made it harder checking the net and stuff, but I try to remember about, you know, the early check-in thing that you was telling me about. I did it the other night, Friday night. Done it on my lunch break. But I got to get used to that thing.
W4DJW is in sync with the repeater. Yeah. That is going to be convenient for people. I've heard people talking about wishing that they could do that, but that was just way too late. And I can understand that myself. When I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to Charlotte, I was in bed by 9, sound asleep.
For UBG Friday. Yeah, that, it makes it rough, man. It makes it real rough. But, I mean, you know, hopefully I'll get everything caught back up for long as far as sleep and everything. And start getting up a little bit earlier in the morning. That way they give me a little bit of time, but, you know, before I go to work. And I'm working on trying to get my Moonraker 4s back up. I got finally got me a rudder. A guy sent it here from Kingsport, Tennessee. He basically gave it to me. And it's a pretty big rotor, man. It's got a brake and everything on it. It's like a Alliance. But it's, I mean, this thing is huge. It's a bell-type rotor. And I hooked it up. Everything works perfect, man. I just got to make a bracket on the end of that pole that I have. I got to weld me a 4-inch shim on there and drill some holes in it. Got to get the welder out and get it started and all that good stuff. Buddy down the road said he's got a welder, so I'll probably run it by there maybe tomorrow or something, or one day this week and get it welded on there and get some coax made for it. I had to rob two of the coax cables, and, you know, and it's got vertical and horizontal on that thing. It's a four-element beam. It's got four elements on flat side and four elements on vertical. So that's pretty good for working 10 meters. I've worked half the United States on that jacket.
Well, it sounds like you're getting all set for HF antennas. I was, and rotors and towers. You're much more ambitious than I am. I was noticing after that last big storm that we had that rolled through here with three or four different waves, a day after that or 2 days after that, I was in the sunroom talking to my wife, and I looking out the half-moon window at the top of the A-frame in the sunroom, the A-frame roof, and I saw the PL-259 for my HF antenna swing past the window. And I asked her, what is that? And that was the end of my antenna. Evidently, it broke off during that storm. So I have no HF capabilities now. It's a good thing I wasn't transmitting, because a week before that, I had been transmitting on Whisper every day for a couple of years. And I just shut it down because it was taking CPU away from my number crunchers for Rosetta at home with fighting or trying to find a vaccine for COVID-19. So I shut it down because it was taking up too much bandwidth. And not a week later, the antenna broke during that heavy storm. So I got lucky there. It didn't mess up my SDR radio that's sitting over here and has been transmitting, you know, 20% of the time and listening 80% of the time for the last couple of years. Anyway, you're a lot more ambitious with antennas than I am, Kevin.
Want to get my 130-foot tower put together, man. I'm still working on that. I'm just waiting to get some money rolling in so I can get some of that done. I still got to buy probably another 15 bags of concrete. Then I got to find one of the pack trucks, the pack trucks or Duke Power trucks out. See if I can get some of the cabbage heads from them that goes in the ground for the telephone pole anchors. They got the bolts and all that stuff. They told me if I could find one of them trucks out in the field, they'd probably give me three of them. You know, a guy was going to give them to me, but he said, man, I got too many cameras around here. He said, I can't get them off the dock to give them to you. But he said, if you can find one of the trucks out in the field, he said, they'd be probably more than glad to give them to you. So that's about where I'm at with that. And I still got to get that tree cut down in the backyard. I got the cable up in it, got everything cleaned out around the tree now, so just waiting on a good pretty weekend when the wind ain't blowing so I can cut that joker down, and then I'll be in business, man. Get everything up on one big tower. And all but that Moonraker 4 are probably going to have to set another tower. I got three towers at the house. I got one that looks like a triangle. It starts out about 3 feet at the bottom, ends up about 10 inches at the top. I'll probably stand that one up 40, 10 meter and all that stuff, unless I decide to put up a Antron 99, you know, on the big tower. So I figure if I get up about 110, 115 feet, you know, I shouldn't interfere with anything else up top, so I might just do that, just put it all on one tower and forget about the beams.
Did you say 115 bags of concrete?
I might have did. I got to get about 15 more bags of concrete to get done with what I got to get done with. I got I got about 16 bags at the house right now, so I'll figure about 15 more bags and I'll be good to go.
Okay, that's a lot. Do you have a cement mixer, or are you like mixing it by hand?
I'm going to be mixing it by hand. I'd love to have a cement mixer. It'd make it a lot easier. But yeah, I'll probably be mixing it by hand.
Well, that's a lot of work. That stuff's heavy. Anyway, I've got some work I've got to do before I start work tomorrow. I've got to knock it out this morning. There won't be any time once it gets started tomorrow, so I'm going to let you go, Kevin. But anyway, good talking to you. I'm glad you're back to working so soon. that's fortunate. I guess if you're active about looking, it's out there. There have been enough jobs losses. There's probably going to be a ton of openings as soon as this thing as soon as they open it back up, the economy back up. Anyway, good talking to you. I got to get to work. KN4 UBG, W4DJW.
Dave, well, you have a good one, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Say 73's to you. God bless, good night, and we'll holler at you again. I'll probably do the early check-in tomorrow night, but 73's. We'll talk at you later.
DME, the guy that's doing the bags of cement for his tower, I just got a question. How much is a bag of cement going for these days?
KN4 UBG, Big Kevin. If you go, I don't know if you know where Bargains is, down on Highway 8, like you headed into Pelzer, right there, right outside of Pelzer. You can get it for $3 and something a bag, but if you actually go to Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere, I'm thinking it's like $7 a bag or $8 a bag.
I'm just curious. So how many bags would it take to do your job that you're thinking? You said you already done 15 bags, I think it was. You needed 15 or 16 more. So I'm just curious, how many bags altogether would you need?
I've got 16. I think I got 16 bags right now. I'm probably going to need probably at least 15 more, you know, to do what I really need to do. I probably really don't need that much, but I'm thinking about on my hole, instead of doing a 2x2, I'm thinking about doing a 3x3x3, you know, and maybe do one or two bags in the anchor holes. Okay, we'll get the bust anchors like they use for the telephone poles. It opens up, looks like a ship anchor after you open them up. And probably do that, put me some pipe down in the ground, like a piece of conduit. And that way, if I ever decide to screw the bolts back out, I can screw the bolts out and keep my bolts and just leave the anchors in the ground.
Well, yeah, you could do that, but you'd probably have to use a little bit of extra concrete there, because with them doing it that way, you wouldn't have much of a grip on the bolts, because your conduit would be the grip, not the bolts. But I guess it could kind of work both ways, I guess. But anyway, I was just kind of trying to do the math in my head and whatnot. I know when I did mine, I did a 4x4, and 4 foot deep, 4 foot wide, and because I've got a heavy duty crank up tower, and when I did the math, you know, the hard manual way versus having it brought in and, you know, poured by a company, it was cheaper for me to do it by the company and have them mix it, pour it, and all I had to do was, you know, set the top of it with some, you know, the 2x4s. But I ended up cheaper that route than mixing it myself.
Well, I thought about that, man, but they're wanting close to $400 to bring it out to me, mix it and bring it. And, but the only reason I'm thinking about going mixing it myself, because either way I do it, I'm in a subdivision. Either way I do it, I have a septic tank on either side of the house, like the neighbor's septic tank and my septic tank. You know, and I figure having a truck that big or anything is going to fall. It's going to fall into that hole. And, get stuck in the septic tank.
Well, that's always a possibility, too. Of course, when I had mine done, they didn't have to go around the septic tank. But, yeah, I guess there's always some kind of obstacle to work around. But, you know, I would check, you know, maybe check with three or four different cement companies. Not always the closest one is going to be the cheapest price. I learned that from calling around just for the kicks and giggles of it. The one that would come the farthest out actually was the cheapest of the one that was, you know, 10 minutes across town. But anyway, just kind of food for thought, I guess. Just call around different companies and see what happens. But, of course, I know back when I had mine done many years ago, I think I give like about 200, 250, I think, give or take. But it was a heck of a lot cheaper than having to buy it and do all the manual label involved, which I wasn't minding because I had to dig the hole by shovel. Took me 30 days. It took me a whole month just to dig the hole by shovel. But anyway, it's just I'm just curious, you know. I figure if I could help somebody out save a dollar or two, it'd be worthwhile. But anyway, N4DME.
Well, I'll check into that, man. I mean, I might do that, call around and see what it would be. I mean, if I could get it out there a little cheaper, you know, I wouldn't mind wheelbarring it around the house or, you know, I mean, I got the trailer for the lawnmower, you know, a little lawnmower trailer. I mean, I could put it in and haul it out there. I mean, it'd haul probably about five bags at a time, probably. You know, I mean, it wouldn't take a lot to do it, but that would be, that'd be something I'd have to check on.
What type of, is it a Ron 25 tower? What size is it, a heavy-duty crank-up tower, or what kind of tower is it?
25G, it'd be 130 feet tall.
No. 130 feet, I'm jealous. Mine's only 55, but then I've got a 30-foot mast on top of that, so go figure. Which mine's, all my antennas are at 70 feet. But, yeah, if something that tall and everything, yeah, you're definitely going to need some concrete and the fiber, too, to help reinforce it. So, yeah, that might get a little bit high.
That's what I'm hoping to do. Hoping to get it up, you know, that high. I mean, I already got the rotor for it and everything, but I got everything set up on a 30-foot pipe right now. It's that 2-inch screw-together conduit they use to run big power wires through for, like, boxes and stuff. I put that stuff together and screwed it together and welded the joints and put it up there beside the house. And, man, it was a monster to get that joker up the first time. I dread taking it back down because taking it back down is going to be a problem. I mean, it took three of us to get it up, so it's probably going to take three or four of us to get it back down. I had to get up on top of the house and put everything together on top of the house and then slide it up the roof. And set it down on top of a pole and strapped it off to the back porch. And anchored some big wood legs in it. So right now, I mean, up to my vertical antenna, I have a 13B2 up there with a cross pipe. You know, it's 4.5 feet on each side of the center mast. But I have a 13B2 up there, and I have a 14 element Yagi up there, 2 meter, both of those 2 meters. And then I got a 6 meter beam over top of that. And then I have I forgot what they call that, Rango Ranger or whatever it is, about 10, 15 foot above the 6 meter beam. To the top of the Rango Ranger is about 62 feet.
all I can say is you better have some good shipping rope to, for that type of weight capacity. And I know the pipe you're talking about, I got a couple sections down here too that I was going to use for an experiment. And I keep thinking maybe if I'll just keep putting it off to the next day and it might just take care of itself. But I know the pipe you're talking about. But, yeah, you probably just have to get you some good thick rope and just tie it to the pipe and get up on top of your house and have one person on the ground and one up on your house and just kind of lower it to the ground from the roof of the house. Or either some sort of kind of pulley system that way. But anyway, all righty, well, I'll let you go. I'm just sitting here trying to do all my paperwork. We had a VE test session Saturday, over here at Livonia, right here off of the interstate. And so I'm sitting here doing all the paperwork for this and getting everything ready to mail out tomorrow.
For UBG, for ID, yeah. Well, I hear you, man. That's something I got to start studying for. I got to start studying for general class. This coronavirus is kind of postponed me on everything. I wish to have, I'd already done, had it done, had it under my belt, because I was going to let my wife study for the technician class. And that way, you know, she could, you know, keep in contact with me when I'm out and about. You know, have one in the truck and one at home and one in the car. So, you know, that way we could talk on 2 meters. But I don't know, everything around here has been just about closed, man, as far as test sessions.
There's a lot of ways to give the test. A lot of clubs are thinking inside the box and not outside the box. And we got a couple of our great VE testers together, and we started thinking outside the box, and we done that yesterday, and we had a big turnout. I think we had about 10 people show up, and some of them drove from Atlanta and, you know, 2 hours away. So we had a really good turnout yesterday, and we're going to do it again probably, I don't know if we're going to do another one next month with this virus going on or what. If nobody else is not going to be doing that next month, we might hold another one next month. So this one was, we had a good turnout and everything. So if you get a chance, program the Tocoa repeater into your radio, the 147-330 machine, and listen to us on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock or 8:30 when we have our nets. Or if you're on Facebook, look us up on Facebook. We have a Facebook page as well as a Facebook group. And that way you can stay up to date on what we got going on over here in Georgia. Because I know you're not that far, about an hour away. But, yeah, if we decide to have another one next month, maybe we can get the word out over there in South Carolina or something. But typically our VE test sessions are every other month. So, but if this is going to, if we're still faced with the virus stuff next month, we may have another one next month because this one went so well. And like I said, not too many clubs are thinking outside the box. But anyway, appreciate it. Like I said, if you decide to, send me an email or something. I'm good on QRZ. And maybe we can help get you something lined up if nobody else don't. N4DME.
Dan, if you want my telephone number, you can take it and shoot me a text, you know, and whatever. I'll pull you up on QRZ and you know, get you information from QRZ, and that way you can keep me posted. If they have another one, you might be able to put it on the 2 meter net up here. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out here wanting to take, you know, a general or extra or something like that. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about it, and there's nothing around here that's open right now. So, I mean, you can feel free to do that if you want to.
Well, it sounds like you're driving, but I was going to say, if you had time or could write, I can give you the email address, and you could just email me your contact information, and I'll go ahead and start up another list for our next VE test session.
Yeah, I'm I'm driving right now. I just got on 85 right here off of exit 44 here in Greenville. Headed toward Fountain Inn. Been at my stepdaughter's house. And we'll leave it headed toward the house. But yeah, I mean, if you want to take my number down, you can text me, you call, sign, and that repeater frequency, and I'll put it in my radio.